Hello there. Greetings and salutations. This is. And I'm going to be answering the mixer questionnaire by Miss. I love all her questions, it's great. She's awesome. So let's see if I get this a crack. So. The GWA questions. Duh. Do post tags matter, or do you just read the title? I have learned that tags matter a lot. In exploring the never-ending corridor of kinks, you open this door, and you open that door, and you kind of go, ooh, I like what's in this one, and then over here you go, no, take it away, please. It's burned into my brain, for the love of all, no. I've learned that I really do need to read tags, as I appreciate everyone's individual sexuality, and I love the fact that no matter what you're into, chances are there's going to be someone, or a lot of someone's out there that, you know, are walking your same path, but, there are some doorways that I'm not ready to go through yet. So, yeah, I mean, I try to look at tags. Let's see. How much time do I spend making or editing an audio? I don't do any editing. I wish I could. There are definitely times I wish I could. Probably save my ass if I could edit. Too many times I've had to remake an audio because, you know, you got someone at the front door or, you know, the cat jumps on the computer desk and takes out freaking everything, and there's a massive crash. And while I'm pretty quick on my feet, when I'm playing with myself, I wouldn't say that all my neurons are firing that quickly. FaceTimes, oh good lord, there's nothing like having your mother FaceTime you in the middle of recording, you know. So I wish that I could edit, because like I said, it would certainly save my ass. I happen to be enjoying a few spanks. What are the pros and cons of recording? It's fascinating. It's absolutely intoxicating to be able to have a physiological effect on someone. To have an effect on someone who's never seen me or touched me, and yet they might hear my voice, or, God, even my laugh, or evil as it may be, or maybe a moan. And they start to get hard. Or, as I understand it, wet. So I might have that effect. Women as well. So the fact that I could elicit a response from someone from nothing other than someone listening to me, that is amazing. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? Oh, for sure. For sure. And honestly, even if I couldn't open up a drawer and put that kink in there and fit it in there and be like, oh, that one's mine. Oh, yes, I like that one there. Without a doubt, it's helped me broaden my horizons as far as understanding other kinks that are out there, which I think is great. At least in my opinion, it is. Let's see. Do I like the sound of my own voice? Does anyone? I mean, does anyone really like the sound of their own voice? I have apparently a very distinctive voice. If you were to hear me, even a couple aisles away, you'd probably recognize my voice, I guess. I get that a lot. When I was younger, I even did a few commercial voiceovers. So I can appreciate that there are people who really like my voice. And being an online gamer, and having talked to a lot of people over the years, I said, I guess I've come to appreciate that there is a lot of people that enjoy my voice, so thank you very much. thank you for your support. Which kind of audio is my favorite? The kind that makes me go, or the one that makes me forget what the hell I was doing altogether. There are times where I listen to audios while I'm doing other things. And so one that makes me stop and absolutely lose track of what I was doing and why in the world I was doing that instead of playing with myself in the first place. Those are my favorites. Oh yes, more please. Do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? No. I personally believe that you would really need to know someone to have a crush on them. I mean, maybe I guess that's the purpose of it, that if you don't know someone, you can crush on them because you can project your own ideals onto them and your own wants and needs. But for me, it may be because as absolutely ludicrously crazy as my imagination is, and it's a wild place in there, let me tell you, I'm far too practical. So do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? No. Are there voices that in particular evoke physiological responses from me more than others? Oh yes. Oh yes there are. And you know what? You know who you are. Thank you. More please. Would I have sex while a porno is being played? I have not. I mean, I've seen pornos. I on the whole, think that pornos can be a little disappointing for a woman. Because, and I understand this, men are so visual that everything centers around the visualness of usually the woman. And so when I was trying to explore what turns me on in kinks, you know, I kind of opened the door in porn, took a look. Well, I took more than a cursory glance. Let's be honest. But, yeah, I was kind of like, no. Now, erotic literature? So nice. But then, when I heard audio, I heard audio, and it was like the clouds opened up, the angels came down high. Oh. It was an epiphany. It was like, this is what I want. I want this all of the time. I want this all of the time. Yeah, that's, so for me, audio, someone telling me what they want to do to me, what they are doing with me, what they will do with me. Me, yeah. If lying is wrong, are white lies? You know, I... how do you feel about lying by omission, or if you call it exclusionary detailing? I am the type of person who I can talk to you for weeks, for months, slowly drilling you with questions. The ocean will run out of water before I ever run out of questions. I'm insatiably curious. But if... but I can talk to you for weeks and weeks about everything and anything and say absolutely nothing about myself. So, yeah. Depends on how you feel about lying by omission. That said, I, at one point in my life, had a job where most of my purpose was to ensure a rather large company did not visit. And my mic stopped there for a second, so I'm not really sure where this stopped, because again, I don't do the whole editing thing. So, yeah, people like me. People go out of their way to want to help me and want to do things for me. So if I went to a very, very angry person and I'm trying to make them happy, yeah, I did my job. I did it well. There's a special place in hell for me and the autocorrect guy. And I said in the doing the gamers question, and I feel this way, that it's going to be me and the guy who created autocorrect, and I'm going to be texting him, telling him that if you just do X, Y, Z, you can come over here and you can fuck me. And on his end, everything that I say, like, he'll be able to understand, you know, that if he does X, Y, Z, that we can have sex. But on his end, everything's going to be auto-corrected, so he is never going to be able to do just those couple things that I want. So he's not going to be able to get fucked. I'm not going to be able to get fucked. Neither of us are going to be fucked, and we're going to be fucked for eternity. That's my idea of hell. Oh, God. Okay. Would I prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch me have sex? You know, I'm really not an exhibitionist, although perhaps the whole audio thing could be called into question regarding that. But it would definitely be have others watch me have sex. If I watch some, that's another thing about porn. Like, if it's really good, I'm like, oh, I want to do that. Aww, why am I not with someone right now? This is terrible. I think porn can be depressing. That's bad. Same thing with, like, those heaving romance novels. I could never get into those. Because there's, you know, what do you want to do? You want to read about it and then be like, erotica, I feel a little differently about. I don't know. But because you know what you're getting into. I mean, it's not like you're reading a story and then all of a sudden it sneaks up on you and you're like, oh, I need someone. No, instead, you read erotica, you're like, oh, I need someone. What is the fastest way to get me to come? Penetration. Talk dirty to me. Penetration. If it's by myself... the new point sensual. There we go. 20 functions. And you really only need 3. In fact, unfortunately, my vibe died on me. It raised a white flag and, kind of slunk off into the shadows, muttering about labor laws and cruelty, and said it was going to go to a seedy sex district where it could find a woman with normal, libido. I need to go shopping soon. So let's see. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? Two-faced. Somebody who's two-faced. I mean, I can take you, if you're a dick, I can take that. You know, as long as that's what you are, that's fantastic. A lot of my closest friends are actually pretty crusty on the outside. Little warm, mushy, gummy teddy bears on the inside, but tend to have a little rougher exterior. And I've got that. That's okay. I'm 100% fine with that. Just be who you are. Let's see. What music would I like to have playing while I'm having sex? I don't know. I have a really eclectic music collection. I mean, truly, like, jazz, blues, classical, hip-hop, rap. Country's probably the only pool of music that I don't dip my toes into very often. I mean, occasionally I'll come across something. But anything that's going on in the background, the nice thing about it is the next time I hear that song, I might subconsciously start thinking about the sex. Maybe that's why I like certain songs. what do I prefer to be called or say? I like possessiveness. I do. So when somebody would say, you know, I don't want somebody to call me a slut or a whore. Excuse me, pardon me, what did you say? Oh, no, no, no. Now, when somebody says, you're my slut, my whore. That's a whole nother bowl of beans, let me tell you. That's, Oh, yes, please. Or when someone says, good girl. And I don't even know why. I have no idea why, but that goes straight to my glint. I don't know. If I get a man who's like growling, gritting his teeth, and you know, that's my girl, that's my good girl. Ooh. let's see. Am I more of a moaner, a screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Well, hopefully by now that you guys have listened to me enough that you might have heard me, because I don't usually scream. I'm not much of a, I'm definitely a moaner, occasionally a growler, and yeah. I think actually that I have a really wide range of orgasms. I don't know if you'd be able to pick out my orgasms in the police lineup. Is this the woman you heard? I'm not sure. Do you have another clip? Can I hear something else? Let's see. What's my most extreme fetish? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Let's see here. Preferences. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? Well, are we talking about me being on my hands and knees and a man wraps his fingers in my hair and pulls back so that my neck arches and my back arches a little bit? Yes. Are you talking about yanking my hair so that strands of it are hanging from his fingertips? Hello. Ow. No, no, ow. There is that line between a sensation of knowing someone's there and not exactly pain, but increased sensory arousal and literal pain. Do I enjoy bondage? Being restrained by another man's hands or restraints. Yes, I like that. I do like that. Would you like to play? things like nipple clamps, and so I don't really get that. That does not appeal to me. Now, if you want to take your fingers and you want to twist my nipples and you want to pinch and you want to squeeze and you want to play and you want to lick and you want to bite, not hard, yep, I'm good with that. Actually using devices to cause me pain, am I into playing with hot wax? Does my hand paraffin treatment thing count? I think I've done that. I do think that I've done that. Just because. But would I say that I'm into that? No. Have I ever been with someone older than myself? Yes. Have I been with someone who's younger than myself? Yes. Have I been with people of the same age? Yes. Would I ever kiss someone of the same sex? And I assume you're talking about more than just an affectionate kiss on the lips. Because that I've done. Whatever. But really, truly, I shouldn't have said on it. If I felt that way, I mean, I have not yet. I've been pretty exclusively interested in men. That's kind of my thing. That's not to say I haven't been hit on by women, because I have. I've been hit on by women out in walking around in the real world, and even in here, I've gotten quite a few PMs, which I have to say I've read and go, well, that's new. Oh my, you men think you're kinky? You have nothing on the women. You have nothing on the women. Oh my. Have I ever tried anal? Why, yes, I have. Have I ever been double penetrated? No. I mean, I assume you're talking about two different men at the same time. I had a lover that was desperate to watch me with another man or two. He was not dumb. He was very, very alpha. And it wasn't a cuckold thing. No, he just wanted to watch something that he just, I mean, he considered me his. So something of his with someone else because he allowed it. And that's it. But he wanted to watch my face, me orgasming, but another man doing it to me. He was fascinated with that idea. He didn't want to be with anyone else. But the other thing is, I think it was the idea of like a porn that you could walk into, watching someone, like an incredible, highly sexual porn that you could walk right through the screen and become a part of. So I have not been with two men, and did the idea intrigue me? Yeah, it would have to be just right. I mean, if I'm turned on enough, I think I'd fucking do just about anything. If you get me turned on enough, I would do just about anything in the heat of the moment. But yeah, but in fact, I did an audio recording, The Mood, where I kind of worked through that idea of being in that mood. Have I ever had sex in public? Yes. Lots of times. Do I like being handled roughly? In the heat of the moment? Yes. In a day-to-day interaction of some, no. Hell no. No. There's a difference between, I mean, I expect to be treated like a lady during the day and anywhere in public, and really even in our own home. I expect you to treat me with respect. Now, with that said, I would like you to respectively treat me rough in the bedroom. Not hurt me, but that primal, visceral need and hunger and desire. Oh, yes. Am I very verbal in bed? In bed, out of bed, in bath, in shower, on floor, on wall, on counter, on table, in car. Do I like receiving pain or giving pain? No, I think we've talked about this. And I think it kind of goes hand in hand with favorite item for spanking, a hand. I don't want you to pick up something and smack me with it. That doesn't do it for me. I don't want to be spanked by anything other than your hand. And maybe because when I was little, I was especially willful, and my dad used to take out the belt and spank me with a belt a lot. And I was I was very willful. And in fact, there were a couple times where I got beat on the butt with the metal side of the belt. So I even have like a tiny, here's something personal. I have a tiny little white line across one of my ass cheeks that came from from bleeding. So, yes. Spank me? No, don't hurt me. No, don't use anything else. Let's see. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? When I was a gamer, and I still am, I say that like that was in the past. When I was a gamer, well, hell no. But when I was a gamer, one of the MMOs that I played in, I was in an all-German guild, with the exception of myself, and I played a lot. And there was huge, long, epic quest where you need to kill, I get killed thousands and thousands and thousands of these particular mobs called Screambringers. So I changed my character's last name to Screambringer. And what I hadn't realized was simultaneously through doing all this extra killing, grinding, I had the name Mistress. So I went to a raid that evening with the name of Mistress, not gonna tell you, Screambringer. And so, you know what they say about German dungeon porn? It's all true. There were people there that I had not spoken to ever, and every single one of those fuckers had a weird ass fetish. And they all told me. And it was, I couldn't do anything except for with my insatiable curiosity, like, oh, really? And here's some of these people, I could have sworn that they didn't speak English. And I thought, oh, you. Oh, they spoke English. Very good. Jack Tok Tai. Jack Tok Tai. Very good. Yeah, they, wow. Yeah, there were things I'll never forget. Oh, that and Scalies. I have to be honest with you. Playing World of Warcraft, I found out what a furry is, and, whatever your thing is, that's cool. Everybody has their thing that turns them on. They really do. I've got friends of mine that are furries, but when I first found out about furries, I looked up and they had this like dating website. I spent hours. Hours and hours. I called my mother over. She spent hours with me, looking through like the furry dating stuff, and it was the people in like the full fursuits, and these were elaborate costumes. I'm talking about some of these people spent $1,000 to $2,000 on these, and there was one person who was a plague rat, and I was a plague rat. I mean, it was like an eye falling out of its face, partly chewed. And pustules and kind of bedraggled whiskers and gnarled teeth and really like a plague. I mean, this was, and not only that, but the person spent all this money and they donned it because that's what turned them on. And not only that, but they were certain, I mean, knowing that somebody was gonna look at that and be like, yeah, baby, yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was that it's not my thing, but I wish you many rat babies. But I will say also that the thing that's really interesting about a fursona is that it's not just that, I feel that, I have a dog totem or a wolf spirit or I'm a unicorn, whatever. No, it's I think it's this really fascinating aspect of their individuality, but they'll be like a unicorn with a wyvern penis and penis coming out of their forehead as well, and they're pink with polka dots, and my favorite, my absolute favorite, and I'm not gonna fucking lie to you, I would do anything to have this picture. I would do anything to have this picture. There was a guy, and he was a skunky, so he was part raccoon and part skunk, and if I remember right, I think he was purple with either blue polka dots or pink polka dots in his description. But his picture, it was so glorious. It was, I would do anything for this picture. He was naked, sitting on a bed, with a little stuffed husky puppy covering his junk, and he was wearing like a Daniel Boone raccoon skin cap. Oh God, Skunky, if you're out there, I love you forever. It was the most fascinating thing I have ever seen in my fucking life. Oh God. You know, my mother actually still takes pictures of people, and she'll send them to me, and she'll be like, is this a furry? I'll be like, no, that's a goth. And just go to them and ask what their fursona is, you know? So it's, they're amazing. They're fantastic people. Like I said, I have, friends that, that is their thing. It's not mine, but it is their thing. And, you know, that's, I respect that. If I became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would I do? I would fuck me. I would fuck me all day long, let me tell you. That's what I would do. If I was a guy, I would find me, whoever had switched places with me, I would fuck me all day long. What would you do in life if you did let you to work for me? You know, I've always felt that try to live your life the way that you want, because you only got one. And, try not to live your life in what ifs, and, you know, because that would suck to be older and be like, I just wish I had, you know, I try not to live my life that way, but, you know, I'm certainly not perfect. Do I have any scars? Good Lord, do I ever? Uh-huh. Yes, I do. Are any of them disfiguring? I don't. No, I mean, you know, on certain, like, extremities, maybe, I mean, nothing's, like, really horrifying or anything, but yeah, I have a lot of scars. When I was younger, I got into a very serious car accident, though, and the airbags had burned my retinas, and I couldn't see. Hell, I couldn't even open my eyes for over 3 weeks, and I remember my dad crying, and I thought, oh shit. So I knew that it was bad. You can't tell now. You can't. I don't think anyone would ever know that I had ever been in a car accident or anything. But I do remember for those three, it was probably, really before I could actually see, it was probably over a month and some. But I remember kind of saying goodbye to the importance of looks, and I thought for the rest of my life, instead of people kind of looking at me and going, oh, she's so pretty, they would probably look at me and go, oh, I'll bet she used to be pretty. That can be a very sobering thing, you know, for somebody who was in their 20s, and used to people kind of falling all over themselves, to interact with me. So, you know, if we're lucky, we all get old and grody someday, and honest to God, it is what's in the inside. It's just another thing that I find so amazing about this medium, because you don't know what someone looks like. You are turned on entirely by their mind and what goes on in it, and I think that's sexy as hell. I think that's fantastic. What's my most used phrase, dirty or not? It would probably be either, certainly since coming here, it's been, oh my. I cannot tell you how many times I listen to an audio or I read somebody's personal message and I'm going, oh my. Or I see pictures. People send me pictures and oh my. Or fucking hell. That's probably one that I use. Fucking hell. Like if I'm really laughing about something. Speaking of laughing, when did you last laugh so much it hurt? I have an audio clip of it, actually. I do because a friend of mine had sent me this three-piece set of these college humor thing, and it was Furry Force. And again, I don't mean to be disparaging to people. I don't. But it even included, oh God, it was just funny. Like I laughed so hard, and I have an audio clip of myself absolutely just freaking losing it for like 4 minutes straight. I had tears pressing out my eyes, and I couldn't. It was everything. And the third one in particular, please tell me I died. Oh shit, nope, there I am. Brilliant. So anyway, that was my attempt at some of the questions here. Thank you, Miss, for coming up with the questions. Thank you for anyone who's bothering to listen. I hope it was interesting in some way, shape, or form. And I hope you're having a nice day. All right.